Saudi Arabia is going to hold local elections, its first. The government says these elections, to be held at the municipal level in a year or so, signal its commitment to reform. Nonetheless, Saudi police fired shots to control a street protest by reformers in Riyadh just yesterday. Suleiman Al-Hatlan is in Riyadh. He's a columnist for the Saudi daily paper Al-Watan. Hello, Suleiman. First, tell us about these elections. How significant do you think they're going to be for the political situation there?
Well, this is the first time in Saudi Arabia to admit and to acknowledge the term election. And this is a great introduction to the term and the concept and the idea of election. Of course, it's a long process. We really hope, as far as I heard from people here, we hope this is a genuine effort by the government to start the process of reform. And as I said, this is a very, very first step in a long process.
Is it coincidence that at the same time the government says it's going to hold these elections, there are these street protests, 150 arrests, the police shooting at crowds of people, all this coming this week?
I think the demonstrations were planned because of another conference that is taking place in Riyadh nowadays, which is a conference on human rights, which is the first time to be held in Saudi Arabia. And I think the organizers wanted to test the government's tolerance toward demonstrations and protests. So I don't think there is any relationship between the idea of election in Saudi Arabia and the demonstration yesterday.
Well, what do you read as to the response of the government and its feelings for human rights? Was this a very strong reaction to these protesters, or might you have expected the government to shoot people rather than shoot above them?
Well, Saudi Arabia in general, throughout or during the past 2 years, have been going through a real and serious debate on political and social reform, and I think this is a positive event, both the election or the announcement of the election and the way the government reacted to the demonstration yesterday.
Suleiman, one last question. When the United States began this war against Iraq in the spring, a lot of analysts and writers were saying this might help generate a kind of a wave of democratic freedoms throughout the region. Is there any connection between the U.S. war against Iraq and Saddam Hussein and this kind of nascent democratic flowering in Saudi Arabia?
The discourse in Saudi Arabia and indeed in the entire Arab world has changed since the beginning of the war in Iraq, meaning people are saying upfront and publicly that if we do not start change ourselves, outside forces might come and force us to change. So people who call for reform keep reminding the governments in the Arab world that if you don't do it yourself, somebody else might come and force you to do it. So indeed, it has influenced the discourse, the debate on reform. It has a major impact, in my opinion, regardless of the denial by the governments in the region saying, you know, this war has caused so much trouble to the region and to the Iraqi people. In some ways, it did indeed. But in the other ways, I see also positive impacts of what is happening in Iraq on the entire region.
Suleiman Al-Hatlan, columnist for the Saudi daily Al-Watan and postdoctoral fellow at the Center for Middle Eastern Studies at Harvard University. Thanks, Suleiman.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you.